So how is IBM's Watson for Oncology doing? That's the cloud-based supercomputer cousin of the Watson that won Jeopardy. Watson for Oncology takes in medical information and was promoted 3 years ago as a way to help doctors recommend cancer treatments in hospitals around the world. Ike Swetlitz is Washington correspondent with our partners at STAT, the health and science publication. And Ike, you and your colleague Casey Ross interviewed dozens of doctors and IBM executives. You found Watson for Oncology has been overhyped. What was it supposed to do, and what's it actually doing?
Yeah, so I think part of the problem might be that there's just sort of a public hysteria or enthusiasm, depending on how you think about it, about artificial intelligence, and people think that it's much more capable than it is. IBM has been doing a lot of brand marketing around Watson, and the big claims that they make about Watson aren't necessarily true about the specific Watson for Oncology product that people are buying. So a lot of people think that it might be coming up with new treatments for cancer. One of the things that Watson's supposed to be able to do is cut through human bias and come up with something that's sort of new or different than you as a human might otherwise do.
Well, and it's supposed to do this by taking in massive amounts of data. We said it was a cloud-based supercomputer, so it was supposed to take in things like doctor's notes, medical studies, clinical guidelines, and then spit out its treatment recommendations. But you say that one problem, you know, if the original intent was to avoid human flaws and biases, that actually it's humans who are making the final analysis?
So one of the sort of dirty secrets of artificial intelligence is that it's really only as good as the humans who are training it. IBM likes to make this claim that Watson can take in hundreds of journals and textbooks and millions of pages of text that help it make decisions. But that isn't the data that's actually going into the algorithm that's giving you the treatment recommendation that comes out of Watson for Oncology. All of the training that impacts what treatment recommendation is given comes from doctors at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York City. Those doctors will provide what's called a set of training data. So example patients with certain characteristics, age, gender, cancer status, things like that, and then what those doctors would recommend the treatment to be. They're not putting in the data yet about how those patients actually fared.
Well, and that's one of the problems with the claims, because the claim was that it would come up with new insights and identify new approaches to cancer care. And right now it seems like you've found that the system isn't creating new knowledge.
Right. And just to be clear, the investigation that we did was focusing specifically on Watson for Oncology, which
right.
is one of their products. They are working with research institutions on a genomics project and matching patients with clinical trials and doing a lot of other research. So there is other work that IBM is doing, you know, that may be able to fulfill that promise in the future. But this product that we were looking at, which is being heavily marketed and also very patient-facing, we don't think it's doing that right
now. But might it someday? Because isn't that what is true about smart technology? It does learn. You know, so it might Watson Oncology improve?
Oh, of course. I mean, a lot of the doctors who I spoke with who were critical of where Watson for Oncology is right now expressed a lot of hope and optimism that artificial intelligence will get better in the future. They and us in our reporting are sort of raising the question that if we're not at that point yet, you know, how much should hospitals be paying for this?
Well, you've pointed out the flaws and you've said that some doctors do think it will improve. But in and of itself, are there patients or doctors who are already feeling good about Watson for Oncology?
Yes. So doctors are definitely seeing benefits right now. One of the main benefits is that Watson for Oncology can save doctors time by quickly pulling up medical studies and medical literature that are relevant to a particular patient. And it can also very quickly and easily display data about certain treatments, like how likely you are to survive for a certain number of years if you take this treatment, which especially in hospitals outside of the United States can sort of change the power dynamics in conversations between junior doctors and senior doctors, because where junior doctors might normally defer to the senior doctor, if Watson's in the room, a hospital in South Korea was telling me a senior doctor would be humiliated or look foolish to continue arguing for a certain treatment if Watson was presenting convincing data for a different one.
That's Ike Swetlitz, Washington correspondent for STAT, taking a look at Watson for Oncology. Ike, thank you.
Thank you.
And staying with technology, baseball is investigating the Boston Red Sox stealing signals using an Apple Watch. What? A Boston sports team cheating? No. The Yankees made the allegation. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred spoke at Boston's Fenway Park last night.
We are 100% comfortable that it is not an ongoing issue. That if it happened, it is no longer happening. And I think that's important from an integrity perspective going forward.
Stealing signs lets hitters know what pitch is coming. Apparently, someone from the Sox saw the signs on a monitor, then sent them on his Apple Watch to a trainer in the dugout who relayed them to the players. Using your eyes would have been legal. But now you can add watches to underinflated footballs as a Boston sports legacy. Here and now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Robin Young.